From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Columbia Green Media reports that the vigilantes painting their own crosswalk on a Hudson City street recently were charged with misdemeanors October 18th. Fourth Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman, Time and Space Limited co-founder Claudia Bruce, former Second Ward Supervisor Ed Cross, and Hudson resident Peter Spear were charged with making graffiti, which is a Class A misdemeanor. They are accused of painting a crosswalk at the corner of 3rd and State Streets September 24th. City officials had approved but not applied any paint at the busy intersection where trucks make wide turns on their way through Hudson. The four accused were issued appearance tickets for a November 8th appearance at Hudson City Court. They could face up to a year in county jail depending on how a judge rules. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Legislature put off for another month a vote on a proposed nonprofit local development corporation at its October 17th meeting. By March 31st, the legislature needs to set up a nonprofit to use $850,000 in state community development block grant funding. Tourism and Economic Development Planning Director Warren Hart said October 16th, and I quote, "If we don't use the money or transfer it to a development corporation, it goes back to New York State Community Renewal. If we don't create the corporation, we won't have access to block grants in the future," end quote. But one legislator, Peter Palmatier, a Democrat from Athens, disagreed. He said, and I quote, "We're creating an independent corporation with the power to incur debt and own properties and develop those properties into manufacturing plants and lease them. The powers we're creating are vast. It will have a portfolio of real estate and debt. If the corporation dissolves, the debt will be ours," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Albany Times Union reports that on October 18, a State Department of Transportation crew knocked down the truss of a Prattsville 1927-era bridge in a controlled fall. The new bridge for Route 23 over the Schoharie Bridge opened October 1st to one alternating lane. Both lanes should be open in November when the $13 million project will be mostly complete. The finishing work will occur in the spring, including final paving, tree planting, and additional landscaping. The new structure is downstream from the existing bridge. It is approximately 4.5 feet higher with a wider opening below for greater stream flow capacity to prevent future flooding, has a wider shoulder, and includes a sidewalk. Along with the bridge, buildings and infrastructure in the town of Prattsville were severely damaged by Tropical Storm Irene in August of 2011. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. This week's New York Fall Foliage Report says, and I quote, "In Greene County, spotters reporting from Catskill expect peak conditions to continue through the weekend. Look for 100% color change and brilliant colors of red, yellow, orange, and burgundy. County foliage spotters reporting from above 2,500 feet note that the trees at this elevation will hold on to peak through the weekend with very bright red, yellow, and green leaves. In Kingston, spotters predict up to 55% color change and a great variety of bright, brilliant orange, yellow, and red leaves along with some remaining green. The pace of foliage change picked up over the past 2 weeks in Delaware County. Look for just past peak leaves this weekend with nearly complete color change and muted shades of yellow, orange, and red along with many bare trees. In Ulster County, spotters at Bel Air Mountain report that foliage is now past peak," end quote. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.